Yesterday, I had a great testimony that a young man, whenever I just was led at after the halfway point to just ask people if you've had a testimony, if you got a testimony, God's done something wonderful for you, come up here and tell us what the Lord has done. And a young man was sitting back over there on the back that I didn't know, and he got up and came up here, and I handed him the microphone, and he says, a while back, he said, Thurman, he said, I was out at the airport fueling my airplane. And he said, Thurman saw me fueling my airplane, and he walked over and asked me why I was limping. And I told him I'd been in a wreck, and it had broken my legs, and they had to put a bunch of steel in my legs. And he said that I told him I was in constant pain. And he said, well, you know, can I pray for you? He said, the God I serve can turn that steel into flesh and blood. And he said he knelt down there and prayed for me and got up and walked off, and he said, I haven't had a pain in my legs since. What kind of a God do we serve? I don't have any words other than awesome to explain the God that we serve. I wished I had something beyond that, but I don't even know how to say how awesome he is. I stand in awe of what he can do when we step out and do something in faith. When we believe. It's just amazing. In fact, I want to take you to a scripture. I don't really know where I'm going to start today. I've got so many things that I'm going to start at 1 Corinthians 3, 21 through 23. 1 Corinthians 3, 21 through 23. And I mean, this is something that just made my mind rattle when I first saw this. You know, I thought, you know, this can't be true. But if it's written in God's word, it can't be false. You know, so if God wrote it, look what he said. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for a few things belong to you. You know, we live like a few things belongs to us. You know that? We don't live like this scripture says. But the word of God says, therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether you're Paul or Apollos or Cephas, Peter, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all belong to you. Amen. You know, we don't know that. We don't believe that. We read that, and we read that just like we're reading a novel. All things belong to me. Oh, okay. Press on. No. He even goes so far as to say there, the world belongs to you and me. He says there that life belongs to you or death belongs to you. Well, if life and death both belong to us, why do every time you listen to somebody and they say, you know, that just tickles me to death? Why do people say that? Don't go out there, you'll catch your death of cold. Why is it we talk about death so much? If death and life both belong to us, why don't we talk about life more often? Awesome. I mean, I've never seen anybody that wanted to die. I don't care who they were. I really never, I've had a couple of people call me here that get on the phone with the girls or something and say, I'm going to kill myself if Pastor Thurman don't call me. Okay, so I get on the phone and I say, you say you're going to kill yourself? They say, yes, if I can't talk to you, I'm going to kill myself. I said, well, make sure you do a good job. You know, go ahead. You don't know who you are anyway, so you might as well just go ahead and put the gun to your head and pull the trigger. You really want to die? Do a good job. Don't botch it up. Well, I really don't want to die. I just wanted to talk to you. I said, that's what I thought. You really didn't want to die. You know, you were just blowing smoke. You know, you wanted to talk to me and you're threatening these girls over here. You're going to kill yourself. One of our girls even called 911. I got on them, boy. I ain't never got on these girls. I said, I don't care who it is. I don't care what they call in for. Don't you ever pick up that phone and call somebody outside of this church. If we can't get it done here, they can't get it done. I said, but don't you dare ever pick up that phone and call 911 if we are here to pray. If we can't get it done, it cannot be done if we believe the word. You know, it's just like when I talk about praying over that boy that had the steel in his legs. I saw the most awesome miracle. I had been to somewhere up north. I can't remember where. It's been so many years ago. But the deacon that brought me up there in that Assembly of God church, after the teaching was over that night, he wanted me to go and pray over his daughter. He had a little girl. And so I went over to their house to pray over the daughter. And this is the part I really don't understand about God. I was over there at that house, and this little girl was physically handicapped, and she was sitting in some kind of a little chair. She couldn't walk or anything. And he said, I want you to pray for my daughter. I didn't know the principles of sin and sickness at that time. It's been a long time ago. I didn't know how they were connected like I do now. So I didn't even ask him and his wife to repent of sin. I just started praying over the little girl. I prayed over her about 2 hours, nonstop. I didn't see a thing happen. Not a thing. So I'm just praying, Lord, you know, do something for this child. You know, I've seen him do lots of awesome things, but he's not doing nothing. And then all of a sudden, the man, he came in and said, Thurman, here's my two neighbors who live right down the street. I want you to meet them. I said, okay. So I stopped praying. I got up, and Ruth and Lisa was these two girls' name. I sat down there with them. I said, are you girls Christians? He told them that I had come up and been teaching in their church. And so I said, well, I didn't see you girls there. I said, are you girls Christians? Well, yes. They both said they were Christians. I said, well, where do you all go to church then? Well, Ruth said, I don't go very often. Just very rarely do I go to church. And Lisa said, well, I don't go at all. I said, both of y'all are Christians and you don't go at all? I said, so both of you girls are disobedient Christians. I said, so would you girls tell me about your medical history? She said, what makes you think we have a medical history? I said, I've never seen a Christian that called himself a Christian, that had been a Christian for more than 15 or 20 years, that if they're disobedient, they had a medical history. I said, God will do everything he can, including break your arm or break your back, to get you in his word, to bring you into a close relationship with him. I said, God has no problem breaking your arm to get you in his word. So I said, if you're a disobedient Christian, I guarantee you girls got a medical history. Now, you want to tell me about it? And Ruth said, well, now that we're talking about that, I just had a rotator cuff repaired on my right arm. They put stainless steel bolts and screws in it, but it didn't work very well, and it still is painful, and I can only raise my arm about this high. I looked over at Lisa, the other girl, and I said, how about you? She said, I've had back surgery 3 times. They want to do a 4th one. The last time they put 2 stainless steel rods up my back, and she said, I am in continuous pain. And I said, does it hinder your walking? She said, yes, I can walk with short steps, and I can only bend this far. That's as far as I can go. I said, would you girls like for Jesus to heal you? They looked at me and said, what are you talking about? I said, you know, Jesus is the healer. I said, you girls are in the shape you're in because of your disobedience to God's word. I said, he told you in his word as Christians, you're to put nothing before him. He is to be number one in your life. And I said, you girls are not putting him even number 5 or 10. You forgot who he is. You're not even going to church. Lisa, I said, you told me you don't go to church at all. Ruth said, you just go once in a while. I said, you girls are rebellious, disobedient daughters of the king. I said, that's why both of you have had the problems that you've had. Because you have not obeyed him and put him first. I said, but I'll tell you what, there's good news. If you will repent, God will forgive you and he will restore you to fellowship. 1 John 1:9, he clearly says that. So I said, Ruth, she was the first one. She was sitting on the couch right beside me. I said, Ruth, how would you like to get healed? Well, she said, I would love it. I said, well, then tell the Lord. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I have not obeyed you and have not been to church. I will go to church. I will serve you. I will study your word. When she said that, I said, do you really mean that? She said, yes, I do. I reached up and laid my hand on her shoulder. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said I could ask for anything. John 14:13-14. So I ask you to completely turn all the steel that's in, that has been put in Ruth's arm into flesh and bone and make her arm completely normal in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. I said, Ruth, lift your arm straight up. She said, what? I said, lift it straight up. And she started up like it was going to hurt, and her arm just went just like that, straight up. And she went to screaming, I'm healed. My arm don't hurt at all. And as she's screaming, all of a sudden I hear this over here, Lord, I repent. I repent. And I looked over and Lisa said, Lord, I promise you, if you'll heal me, I'll go to church forever. I repent, Lord. I thought, wow, isn't that something? Ruth got healed. Now Lisa, she wants to be healed. And so she said, Lord, I'll be in your word. I'll study your word. I'll put you first. I walked over there and I slapped her right in the middle of the back. I said, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to turn all that stainless steel, those rods she just said she had in her back. I ask you to turn those to flesh and bone. I said, now, Father, thank you for completely healing Lisa, too. I said, Lisa, bend over and touch your toes. She went, whew, from down to the floor and touched the toes with her fingers and come back up screaming and running in place. Said, God is awesome. But when I got through with that, I looked over at the little child I'd prayed for 2 hours, and that little child still just as sick as she was when I started. I prayed over that little child another 2 hours, and when I left, she had never moved. I did not know the sin-sickness relationship. You notice what I got those girls to do? Repent. I mean, I don't know why I knew that for them, because I don't know why I never thought about having the father and the mother of the child repent of their sins. I just wasn't tuned in to what God said yet. But when I got Ruth and Lisa to repent of their sins, God answered my prayer just like that for both of those girls. Both of them.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, All Things Are Yours, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.